saw that. That was on Frontline, actually.
Yeah, and then the guy comes out and cries.
Yeah, he knelt down and cried. Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That's
the one that, with the interpreter who was saying everything wrong back to the general. You remember that?
Thank you. goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, all you people. There's nothing you can say to make me change my mind. Goodbye.
class will begin momentarily.
Up your mind or what?
Make up my mind about what?
Is it grits or is it groceries or is it liquor?
It's grits and groceries liquor.
So I can go in there and get some grits right now? You got cheese grits or ham grits or what?
We got them in the pack. You can buy them and take them home and cook them.
Fuck that shit, man. I don't want you to make my grits for me.
We don't make grits.
Then why you have grits in your first name?
Well,
asshole.
Why you asking so damn many questions?
Because if I'm going to drive down there, I'm going to not waste my gas. I'll tell you what, gas is expensive there, old boy. You know, I want some.
It sure is.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, shit. I think it's false advertising. You say that the first thing you sell
is
grits.
I ain't got time to listen to all this bullshit. What you want?
How do you make grits? If I go down to get a pack of grits, you eat grits, fat boy, or what?
Yeah, I eat grits.
All right, how am I going to make this? What, I take this bag of grits and throw it in some water? How do I do it?
Damn how you make them. You can do them any way you want to.
You're a fat fucker, aren't you?
Want some hog
milk? No, I ain't fat fucker. I'm a pretty good fucker.
What did you just say to me?
What? Milkman ruined it.
I'm a pretty good fucker, though.
How dare you talk to me like that on the phone?
I dare you to talk to me that way.
You just said the F word. I'm just calling for some
grits.
Who
the hell is this? Who the hell is this?
This is Bo.
Who?
Bo. Bo Steen.
Bo Steen?
Write it down, you fat fucker. Bo Steen.
How do you know I'm a fat fucker?
Because I can hear it in your big, fat, waddly-ass voice.
Your gravy chin, boy.
What can I hear in your waddly-ass voice?
You hear? Yeah, I'm a homosexual.
I hear a bunch of bullshit. That's what I hear.
I'm going to go down there and make you eat my shit out of my ass, and it has semen mixed in it.
I got a damn 38 that says you ain't going to make me do a damn
thing.
Oh,
I got you on tape threatening me. It's over. You're going to give me some free liquor.
I ain't giving you shit.
Well, I'm going to go down there and give you some shit. I'm going to punch you in the mouth, you fat redneck.
Deliver,
no, you ain't.
I'm going to go down there. You're going to make me some grits, and I'm going to have sex with you.
How are you going to go down there? I ain't down there. I'm up here.
I said down there, because I'm up here north. I'm in New York.
Oh, who is this?
I told you. My name is Bo Steen.
I don't know Bo Steen.
Well, I'm a good old boy from town,
and I'm gonna go down there. You're gonna make me some grits.
Which town?
What?
Which town?
The town that you're in, you stupid asshole, Chesterfield.
You ain't know where the hell you're at, boy.
Well, that don't make ring no bell with me.
You're such a goddamn homosexual. You don't even know what town you live in anymore. You're
a damn lying son of a bitch too.
You're a stupid cock and you're a liar.
Hey, if you don't tell me what the hell you want, yeah, what you called me for, I'm gonna hang up.
I want some grits. I said G-R-E-T-Z.
I told you you could go to the grocery store anywhere and get grits.
Well, I want grits from your place because your place says grits.
I ain't going to sell you none. I don't like your attitude.
You don't even know who I am. I'm going to go down there and force you.
Well, I said I didn't know it. I'm fixing to hang up.
You don't need to sell me no grits. You're going to make it for me for free. Then I'm going to use it as
nothing.
I'm going to use it as lubrication to have anal sex with you.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like
you
it
like
too.
Delivery.
No, you're not.
It's going to be just like when your cousin was in town.
What cousin?
Your cousin. Your cousin girlfriend mother sister wife.
Walter.
Your cousin boyfriend mother sister wife cousin.
Oh, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I ain't got time for this bullshit. I'm working.
Your name Ernest.
I'm gonna pull all your pubic hair out, make a sandwich, and make you eat it in front of me with grits.
You can go to hell, too.
You can go to hell, you damn Republican.
Who is that?
This is Bo Steen,
who is
I said.
That?
Bo Steen.
I don't give a damn. I don't know Bo Steen.
Then why are you asking where my name is, you crack ass cracker? What's your name?
That's
what this is Bo Grits? We lost him.
I said cracker.
Grits and Grocery, ABC Store.
Yes, hi. I was wondering if you'd like to make a donation to the homosexual movement of South Carolina.
What did I just get through telling you? Don't you call back here anymore.
Look, boy, I'm going to have sex.
Don't call me no boy. I ain't no boy.
I'm old enough to be your father, boy.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Here's what's talking up here.
Hey, how you doing? Is this Harry?
No, it's not, sir.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Keith.
Are you in charge of hiring?
I actually own the store, sir.
You own the store, so there's no Harry involved then?
No, sir.
Well, that's good. I don't like Harry that much anyway, but regardless, I got a truck full of Chinese people here are looking for some job, and I see you guys are a sweatshop. Thought maybe you guys be interested.
No, don't use them, sir.
Well, you don't like Chinese people? What's the matter with you? What, you stick with Mexicans or something?
No.
That's kind of racist, don't you think?
It's a family business, sir.
So you have your family working in a sweatshop?
Yes, sir.
What kind of sick person are you? You make your family sweat labor?
What a bastard, that guy. He's got a sweatshop and he makes his... I'm going to try to call him back.
Harry Sweatshop, can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Harry? Harry, why'd you hang up on me?
First of all, my name's not Harry, sir, and what can I do to help you?
Well, I need to find out, number one, Keith, Jim, Bob, whatever your name is, what type of man in America would dare run a sweatshop right under our noses here?
First of all, it's not a sweatshop. That's just the name of the store.
So it's a sweatshop. What's the name of your? What did you say when you picked up the phone right now?
That's the name of the store, sir. It's a retail store.
So do you provide clothes for like Walmart or Kmart or something really
cheap?
No,
I provide clothes for individuals that come in and buy them for me.
Under slave
labor. Embroidery.
Under slave labor.
No, I don't have any slave labor.
Then why are you calling a sweatshop?
I don't have time for your bullshit. Tell somebody else.
Listen, you little cock.
The house next door to me's been sold to niggers.
Damn, crackles.
I have to home with
you
pay for white babies.
PCU Radio. Bitch.
I got a truckload of white babies.
You're listening to Madhouse Radio with Carlito.
Oh, those Japanese babies, they're mad smart.
You missed it, said your name.
Huh?
You said your name.
Who's that?
Rastafari,
yes, Milan. You're
a white guy? You're listening to Madhouse Radio with Carlito, Billman, and them psychic Andy.
What? That's gay.
Psychic Andy.
That's crazy. Sidekick. That's got to be strange.
Thursday. Today is Thursday.
A Madhouse! become a god.
Oh, like a bear.
Oh, you're a god, too. We're not.
That's how everybody thinks of
you. God? Yeah. Which one? Which is you?
Sounds bad, but
oh, hey. Perhaps not. When he decides to announce his ability, the Lord sees bad, they'll lock him up. We'll have the Republic back. My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Aztecs, or the Mayans, that they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria, or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Econ.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Delmu.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is that why you are here?
I know drug reel from real reel.
Chris, I take reels today.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit! Look, maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, who you are, bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you are gonna speak in Spanish.
I what know, the fuck you want? Speak, you speak English, I see.
You motherfucking, you motherfucking. Ah, go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't never,
I'll punch
never
you in the mouth.
Call again to this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucking.
Why are you so angry? But what's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
We're so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and hoe-ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicap Circus, and I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo. What's on?
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's on the map. Detroit's back.
What's up? Hey. Good evening. Every fuck. Oh, you see this right here?
What happened?
I was smoking a cigar while I was on the air.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
And the next thing I know, there's smoke like 2 inches from my face, and the microphone cup caught on fire. It was like I was smoking this Black and Mild down to the nub, and it caught on fire, and it almost burnt my nose. It singed my nose hairs.
Was
and
it I like saw a the flame? Smoke.
Like yeah, it actually caught on flame, like, and it was like right by my eye. I was like, oh, like that, and I was on the air. I got scared. I put myself on mute for it, though. That was crazy.
You shouldn't have muted yourself. It would have been funny to hear you.
I was like, oh. No, seriously, I was like, oh.
Yeah, that
like
would have been great.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
You could use that as like a drop or something.
Yeah, that was Friday. That was funny. That was very funny. I remember that. Anyway, hey, everybody. It's 10:25 or some shit. Yeah, it's 10:25, right? Yeah. I don't know if these are accurate. 10:24. Sure 10:25, whatever. We're on delay anyway, so you don't care. It's 10:25 p.m. Eastern, and you're listening to The Madhouse on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio. And also some other guy who's simulcasting me now. I forgot his name.
Yeah, he's great, though.
He is great. Thank you.
He lifted a car off of a child once.
Yeah, you don't know about this, bro.
No, I do know he lifted a car off of a child once.
Yeah, but you don't know he's simulcasting us now. It's called Hits City, everybody. Hits City. That is hitscity.aim/planet. No, I'm sorry. .aim-planet.com. Hitscity.aim-planet.com. That would be Hits City. That's Austin Moore. I guess he does a show himself or something. Anyway, he's simulcasting us tonight, so good for him. That's his website. Why don't you say hi to him? Anyway, this is the Madhouse.
Wow, and you should turn it down a little bit, I think.
What's what? No,
I think it's really loud.
Is it really?
Yeah, my ears hurt.
Oh, Jesus, God, hang on.
I'll just turn mine down.
Well, yeah, you have your own microphone.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, you got your own speaker setting or whatever, I guess. I don't know. There's Nunu. We got to talk to Nunu, too. I gotta make an announcement to Nunu here in a few.
We hate him, we hope he dies.
No. He has anyway, I'll get to that in a second. Remind me of the Nunu case that I had to talk about. Okay. There was something else too I had to talk about, but yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Milkman's not here tonight. I don't know where he is. I talked to him before the show. He's like, "Yeah, man, we're gonna go.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I got Kitty all lubed up for tonight.
I just shaved my tank."
Yeah, but he's gone. I don't know. Maybe he lost coconut power. I don't know.
We're getting invaded by the cannibals.
Yeah, so we hope to hear from Milkman. And then, I just got my cell phone shut off because I haven't paid the bill.
Yeah.
I got to pay that when we get off the air. So it's not that I don't have the money. I just didn't pay the bill, okay? I have a job now, everybody. Yay, yeah. Good for me. I think I do. For those of you who are following the saga from, Friday when I was on the air, yes, I took my drug test and I suppose I passed. I don't know. Andy, what are your thoughts? You think it's possible for me to have passed doing what I had done?
I don't know. I've never had to because I don't work in any kind of industry where they care. Yeah. They prefer you to be on drugs. I do.
It's a 50-50.
But I don't know. I would say it's like 50-50. I like that.
Do you know who? Were you here when we prank called Reverend Phelps, God Hates Fags guy?
I don't know.
We prank called his and we got to talk to him. Fred Phelps. That's who it is. The God Hates Fags guy. Okay. Anyway, that's what's going on. Something happened with this dude. We prank called this guy before. He's the pastor of the Westboro Baptist Church, right? I don't think you were here for this.
No, I don't think so.
But I called to interview him, and I got his wife, and his wife, went off on me.
What'd she say?
She's like, I said I was from 2020.
Thwarted by bikers?
Yeah. Well, you heard about the bikers, right?
No, what are the bikers?
Oh, yeah, that's what happened.
The gay bikers?
No, they're, they go. This guy's fucked, man. He's, such a racist. Wait,
did Reverend Phelps create a machine to destroy the world, and the bikers stopped him?
No, he's working on that. But what he does, he says that God hates fags and AIDS and this and that. He's really anti-gay or whatever. He's anti-America. He says that the war in Iraq is punishment by God for America embracing fags, he says, and all this shit. So whenever there's a funeral for someone who's been killed in Afghanistan or Iraq, him and his congregation, which is pretty much consisted of his, his grandsons and his immediate family. Okay,
okay.
That's his congregation. They go to these funerals and they protest about against him. They call the guy who died as his punishment for fags or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's this group of bikers called, I think they're called the Patriot Riders. Does it say it on here? Somewhere.
I think they're called the Patriot Riders. It's this group of bikers, and they go out there and they do counter.
They pop wheels around.
I don't know what they do, but they say that they like they've gotten violent with them. Like they do like they grab their signs. And they
I want to see that fight. Bikers versus
the Howard. But this guy, I called her once on this show. And she was, like, yelling at me. She was like, we're not going to do an interview. We've talked to CBS before. When I was, like, 16, I used to watch 2020 every Friday. All right, whatever. Okay. But they interviewed this guy, and, like he was just, like, he had his grandsons. All they did all day was fax out to gay people. Like, they would find out someone who's gay, get their fax number, and harass them all day, sending them faxes about how evil gay... Like, just, like, calling them, like, sinners and... gay, fag, I don't know, whatever.
Okay.
He's an asshole, basically, but... I don't know. Yeah, so yeah, these bikers are going around attacking him in his congregation or something. So, anyway. You know, I'm trying to download right now. Did you hear the Tommy Lasorda
prank?
Yeah,
I've heard
prank?
That.
I want to hear that.
You haven't heard it yet?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, it's pretty
good.
I want
to hear it again. It's funny. Anyway, Tommy Lasorda is a funny guy when
he was.
He used to get upset.
I think
seriously.
He's dead now. He's very fat.
Yeah. You know, Sidekick Chuck is telling me to accept the Tommy Lasorda interview and prank. Well, I tried... But it's not going through. Yeah. I would suggest Sidekick Chuck try to upload that to RapidShare. I know you use that. If you could upload that to RapidShare, I'll just get it. Just send me a RapidShare link and I'll get it and I'll play it. Don't worry about it. Because I'm on Trillion and you're probably on regular AOL and the transfer's not going to go through.
It's crazy.
Like that, yeah. It had to be Trillion to Trillion with me. That's a problem. But Trillion is so easy to manage. Anyway. What was I getting at? I didn't even say the introductions, right? We're here.
Yeah.
Andy, what's up?
I knew
Jennifer.
Carlito.
Yeah, what's
up,
man?
What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I hope you
not
feel
the
better.
Sidekick.
Not the sidekick. Yeah,
if I sound weird, it's because I'm sick.
Yeah, okay. It's nothing.
All apologies, everybody.
Yeah. All right, no problem. Yeah, the website for the Madhouse is madhouselive.com. Again, that is madhouselive.com, the website for the Madhouse. If you're listening to PCU Radio. Also, please be sure to check out the homepage for Prank Call Underground Radio. That's kdkprankcalls.com. That's as in kill, death, kill. kdkprankcalls.com. You can also join the chat room there. I see associated people are in there, regulars, new. We're going to talk to you in a second here. Carlito, that's me. I just read my own name. Carlito Live. KDK, Kill Death Kill himself. He's right there. Little Evil Neo, Madman, of course, who runs the chat server. And the Dead and shit. Lonesome Loser. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. Sent in some numbers. Whoop-dee. He's working on trying to find this. Yeah. He's working on trying to find this guy, Sean Hummel. We need to talk to this guy. I wonder if he'll talk to me. Anyway.
Probably. You guys were good friends.
Yeah, okay. We got a few numbers here. Let's see what we got so far. We got Codependence of Sex Addicts and Debtors Anonymous. Both of them. Stupid bitch answered pretending to be an automated message saying the mailbox is full.
That's
funny. Called back and she decided to act like a real person. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta call that.
That's a sex addict right there who answered, I bet you. That's funny.
So you wanna peel it back and beat it up.
Yeah, you have a coke. Beverly Hills Center for Sexual Medicine. The Club Unisex Clothing. Okay. We have Kill Radio, which is a live 24-hour internet radio station. Okay. A Fairy Tale Kingdom in Hawaii, where the Manchester Center Money Mart in Fresno, California, and Lynn Spears, relative of Britney Spears, in Franklinton, Louisiana. I suppose so, right? Isn't she from Louisiana, that bitch Spears?
Yep.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of... Wow. Great. We could do that, I guess. As far as Melbourne, because there is a S. Hummel there, and the only other S. Hummel I can find in Florida is Zephyr Hills, which went through area code. It's about 75
miles
from Orlando.
I
don't know if Hummel lives in Melbourne.
Maybe he still lives with his parents. You know his dad's name?
His mom had a different last name.
Oh, no.
It was like Von Gergerson. Oh, hey, I know this. He grew up on in Deltona. He grew up on Swiss. Saint where Mike's grandma lives in.
Swiss cheese?
No, Swiss Court. I think it's Swiss Court. That's the name of those. Yeah, but he was like young. I'm trying to think what else about him. I don't know.
He's got red hair.
Well, yeah, his last name is Hummel. I mean, he's Irish, apparently. But yeah, I don't know. I can try to locate it, but that's the homeboy right there. Anyway, what am I getting at? Join our chat room. Like I said before, now, if you want to submit your numbers to me, you can do so in the chat room. You can do so on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Again, if you're using AOL Instant Messenger, you can hit us up at Madhouse Radio. If you have someone you'd like us to prank call, we'll take a stab at it. I ask that you at least give us a full name, first and last name. What else?
Some kind of info,
like how old, what they do, where they work, you know, if they got something going on. Tell us about that, city and state, and try to see if you can confirm that they're going to answer, if possible. That's all great. That's all what we ask for, and if you do that for us, hell, we can definitely get your prank call through. You know, KDK says he doesn't like to take numbers from other people. He only wants to take Lonesome Loser's number. Like, I do Lonesome Loser's number. I try to do as many as I can. Anyway. Yeah, speaking of which, Nunu, here's what I had to tell you about. Yeah.
Nunu Saga.
Yeah, try to get me that number that you did so long ago for Phelps. Reverend Fred Phelps. That's that guy. And I wanted to ask him, see if I can get them to talk about the biker situation, because that's awesome. But I got to find that news article.
We can say that we're the we're opposing bikers.
We're opposing bikers. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what can we say we are?
We're the
lowriders.
yo,
we hate fags, yo. Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yo, we hit those fags too.
Yo, those fags are trulos.
I'm trying to think. This guy's name is Phelps Biker. Damn it. Phelps Bikers. Bikers, drown out anti-gay pastor at soldiers' funerals. Okay, there it is. I found it. Anyway, yeah, so Nunu, if you can find that number you sent me, I think it was at least a few months ago. That's him right there. That's his people right there.
They're very terrifying.
God sent us Jed.
Hit the enlarged button. I want to see the look.
I'm trying, dude. The motherfucker won't work.
You didn't hit the enlarged one until now.
I did right there. Oh,
fuck.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, that sucks.
That's an enlarged.
Okay, oh, wait a minute. One looks like she's got a nice little body on her. Right
God
there.
Sent.
Look at that one.
Yeah, that's a little girl,
you
man.
Think so? I
that's
can't
his
tell.
Family. That's like his grandkids.
Far away.
And shit.
I'd put her in the minor leagues.
Dude, look at that. Thank God for IEDs. Isn't that
oh,
fucked
yeah, that's
up?
Terrible. USA equals stagnation.
God hates America, but they got like the American flag. This lady yeah. right here.
Well, I bet you that probably says something insulting on her shirt there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, those are just stars.
I've got 49 stars, not 50.
There's one guy, he looks like he's air guitaring here.
Yeah, that's a kid. Yeah. That's his family. It's the only people that go out for that shit. But that's great that they're fuck the bikers. I wish they beat him up and shit. That'd be great.
I wonder how long that fight takes between them and the bikers.
A band of motorcyclists rolls around the country from one soldier's funeral to another, cheering respectfully to overshadow jeers.
Oh, that's all they do? Protesters.
Aw.
Maybe, I thought maybe they whip some chains at them or something yeah. like that.
Well, it's fun. They just ride by them with their bikes up, which is all loud and shit.
Yeah.
A bunch of Harleys like,
they should just do. They should just circle them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like with chains. Like, yeah. Just like, yeah. Anyway, fuck that shit. Okay. Well, Sidekick just says, my stream sounds so much clearer streamed off my website. Hey, well, thank you, man. I put up all the... I redid the website a little bit. I put up the information to the really nice server... That you know,
yeah.
like the stereo one and stuff, and I see some more people listening to me. That's kind of cool. But anyway, thanks for listening. We got to get on with some prank calls. Look, here he is. Please call later. I'm on the air. How much money? But he doesn't answer.
Yeah,
I got,
he probably won't.
I got a new system for him. Hey, old man. That's our code. Yeah. Anyway, Milkman's what? He's 43, I think I calculated, or he's 40.
You calculated it?
I think I did once. Like he gave me enough clues that I figured out how old he was. He's 42. I think we gotta ask him. Anyway,
I was born before motor cars were invented.
Nunu says some middle-aged redneck from Texas is a good victim because he gets pissed after a while and tends to stay on the line. Reminds people of Mr. Burgess. Okay, that's cool. You ever heard the Mr. Burgess prank calls?
No, I don't think so.
See, those are funny too. This actually came out to be fake. That's actually an actor. He
okay.
said...
You're
I'm going to do
me.
This in Milkman's voice before we connect him up. He said his surname is Smith. Do some pro-gay or pro-black prank or something. Invite him to town's black gay carnival. Okay, so he doesn't like black people or gay people. Cool. And then we got Fred Phelps' number also. We got to do that call. Okay, Nicker Claus. See if we can get... Milkman on. Master.
Yeah, I doubt it.
The master engineer Milkman. How many attempts do you think tonight? Five? I say five. I'm gonna thank you for letting me borrow this CD. It's really cool. Like, all right, there, dude. Ring six, I think. I think it's more like seven.
The person you are calling is not answering.
Shut up. Okay, let us do. Anyway, so we'll continue waiting for him. But in the meantime, we can do pranks, guys. We have to do pranks. Anything else that I'm forgetting that we should talk about? No, shouldn't we? Weren't we like 40 minutes into the show? We haven't done a prank yet, so yeah, let's do this. Yeah. Anyway, the website was updated with 14 new prank calls, also. So be sure to check that out. Go to madhouselive.com. I've got the infamous game bang on Prankmaster call. That's there. I know that. Let me think. What else is on there? Those two prank calls, those new ones that I did Friday, those are on there. I played those at the beginning of the show. Why am I talking like this one? Yeah. All right, we're gonna give a call to Fred Phelps, Reverend Fred Phelps. I haven't even tested the fucking phone line yet. He's already hot.
Toot toot toot. Nice.
You have $2.25.
All right.
Please enter your destination. Allow you to talk for 3 hours, 45 minutes, 29 seconds.
Did I mute that number? Or did it just die without muting it?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Whoops. Come on, Phelpsy. My hardware driver sound pipe is acting up.
Acting up. I'm gonna spike it.
God damn it. God damn it.
Milkman, bring the chill down. Yes. Yes, Galaxy's on. Yes, it is. And you got a new car.
Yeah, I did.
Wow. Yep. Camry, huh?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think a Camry is? What kind of fucking name is that for?
It's a Japanese name for a bull.
Oh, God.
I think.
Is that what it is?
No.
What's is a Corolla a Spanish name? Isn't it mean like planes or some shit?
It means egg tosser.
Egg tosser. I was trying to call Zola while I wait for Milkman to come back. I wonder if he picks up. What do you think Zola? He's a janitor, right? In a high
school? That's what he does?
We gotta ask this cat. What's the deal with Zola, if you don't answer now, man, fucking call. Call the show. Man, that bitch ain't gonna answer. Anyway, let me turn on the toll-free number anyway. The toll-free number... it's about to be activated. You want to call in and talk to us and
do everybody should rush right now to the phone.
Yeah, we only have a few phone lines. Space is very limited. We only do so many calls here in the madhouse. We're only allowed by KDK to let so many calls in, and that's a rule. And that's all because of you know who out there, whose name we don't mention anymore. I'm totally making
who's that one Arab guy?
That one, yeah, that guy. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to call that guy. That rebel guy. I bet you someone here has his phone number. That rebel fuck. I heard he sucked anyway. He tried to do his own show and I heard it was stupid. All he did was prank call about people stealing his hubcaps all day. He did 20 calls in a row about that, someone was telling me. And I was like, really? That's all he did? Motherfucker. Anyway, let's see if Sidekick Chuck uploaded that yet. There it is. Okay. So yeah, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, you can reach us here toll-free anywhere in the 48 contiguous states. That's 1-888-278-8509. Tommy Lasorda. Isn't it Lasorda?
Yeah. Yeah, that's misspelled. And I think he is alive,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, we'll play that while we try to figure out what we're going to do here. That'll be done in 4 seconds. 3, 2. All right, well, thank you, Sidekick Chuck. This is on, I guess, the Howard Stern show or something recently. Some shit like that, right? Gonna ruin the fucking shit anyway. How can I do this? There it goes. Aha! I figured it out. I'm gonna listen to this. Hang on. Let's cut this off. Come on. You piece of shit computer. Now that I got a new job, I can. We gotta talk about this. My tax return that I'm going to get.
Yeah.
I can either get a new computer.
Wow.
Or an engagement ring.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm not going to say shit.
You're not going to say shit. This is one I'm not going to get.
Yeah, I don't get involved in that.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know what I should do. That's crazy. I'm not going to get engaged, man. I was thinking in my mind. I was like, you know, I could do, technically, I could do that. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I'm not you, but you know what I would do.
Get the computer.
Coke and whores.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of guy you are.
Party that money away.
There's nothing wrong with that. Okay.
No, I don't do that.
All right. Well, again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Look at that. It's my mom.
Is Hello? It?
No. 718.
Oh. Sean Hummel.
It's not Sean Hummel.
What's that, New York?
Hello? Just call my name and I'll be there.
Zolar.
I'll be there. I don't have that song. What's up, Zolar? How you doing?
What's the word, brother?
I'm just here. We were just talking about you. Speak of the devil, you called in.
Yeah, well, you know what? I happened to tune in at 10 to hear you, and you had this fucking amazingly long intro, and I said to myself, I hope I'm not a bad fucking influence on the rest of these hosts with my fucking 8-minute intros.
Uh-oh. We have problem. No.
Anyway,
I might lose Winamp here all of a sudden. It might crash.
Well, you can close and reopen it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, but we lose the show. I could probably keep playing the show, but that's just in the background right there. We'll just do that. Anyway, we have technical difficulties, but what was I talking about?
So what are you going to do? You going to restart the show?
I might have to. I might lose fucking feed here real quick for a little bit until I restart WinApp. Anyway, yeah, so what? Real quick before we do that, what is it that you do exactly? You're a janitor, right?
Correct. We like to call ourselves custodial engineers.
Custodial engineer. Custodial staff, right?
Well, actually, I'm with all the firemen in the building. Firemen.
Okay. Do you have, like, a pension coming up at some point?
Oh, totally.
Okay. Now, I was just curious how that works out there. Like, up in New York, they take care of people like that. You know, right? Don't they? Like, aren't they more apt up there to government jobs to kind of...
Yeah, New York's nearly communist at this point.
Yeah, that's right. The Canadians. Socialist, for sure.
Socialist.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, certain parts of the U.S., like, for instance, Florida is a non-union
yeah.
state.
Yeah, that's how it should be, too.
They'll fire you right away if you try to make a union.
Teddy Roosevelt was a great man.
Right, well, that's the reason why I don't work as hard as I should, because I have a union back.
Yeah, he's going to have to.
Oh, so you are? That was my next question, if you're in a union or not. So you're in a union?
Right, I'm in the union, and I'm a slacker because
a union is a right to slack ass.
That's awesome.
You have to do shit.
I got to get in a union.
That's right. My boss can't fire me if he wants to.
Wow. Well, they have to, like, give you a job anyway. Like, you know, other places that they give you a job before, they would give someone else a job.
Oh, totally, dude. They'd have to, you know, say for instance, they said, you know what, you're an alcoholic, and we want you off this job because it's just unsafe for, say, for instance, the children. I work in a public school.
Okay, all right.
And I say to them, oh, yeah, I'm calling my union, and the union says, well, you know what, we'll put you in rehab, and then we'll rehabilitate you and put you back on the job, and you won't lose any of your seniority or your pension.
Yeah, you probably get paid the whole time, too, right?
Right.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
See, that's the racket right there,
yeah.
Man. We got to get out of Florida. But we don't have a state tax here. That's the only thing we get out of here.
Yeah. We have a state tax.
No, and then to top it off, I get put back on the job, and I remain an alcoholic. And it takes months and months of them to build up a case saying that I'm still an alcoholic, say 6 months down the line. And then they put me back in rehabilitation.
I don't know. There's something about that's just not right, though, man.
Sounds and then great. They put me back on the job after rehabilitation. Then I could fuck up one more time and go back to rehabilitation. After the third time of fucking up, then they could fire you.
Oh. Oh, so you get three strikes. Okay, I didn't know that.
So how many strikes are you going now, Zolar?
I'm sorry?
How many times have you gone already, Andy?
Well, me personally, I've never been brought on charges of any abuse of substances or alcohol or anything.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, I have a clean record, you know, other than having other, like, tips with the bosses. I've told bosses that I'm going to take them outside and punch their teeth down their throat.
But you never did.
I never actually punched any of their teeth down their throat, no.
Zolar's a good guy.
But, you know, I told the guy that, you know, if he doesn't stop fucking bossing me around like fucking Hitler, I'm going to take him outside and smack his teeth down his throat. And he brought me up on charges of assault, and he wanted me, you know, out of the building. And, of course, he tried to get a restraining order against me and all types of things like that.
When was this?
When? Yeah. Like in the last 10 years. I've been working for this system for a long time.
Wow. That's interesting, dude. What was I going to ask you? What came up? Didn't you pull a knife on some Arab guy in New York or something like that?
Or that was just, only about a month ago.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
He touched his bagel. Like, he was like, this Arab dude in fucking New York is nasty-ass looking Arab dude. He had a beard, too, I bet he did, didn't he? Like, that nasty-ass pubic hair beard those Arabs got? Was he like that?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
See?
He had one of those.
And so what? He was
going to touch your bagel.
He was touching bagels with his hands, man. Yeah. And he put it back.
Get the fucking story straight. It was a muffin.
It was a muffin. Okay, all right.
You're going to finger your muffin, bad man.
I molest your muffin. Eat it, you man.
Come here, you rude man. Give me your muffin.
No, man. Listen. I thought he sprinkled some anthrax on it.
Take this anthrax.
I will put some anthrax on your blueberry muffin and make you very, very sick, you scumbag American.
Bird flu.
Did he work at the muffin place? Like, he was your muffin handler?
No, he was another customer, and the case was there where you could pick up a piece of wax paper.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're talking about.
Use it to pick up your muffin, but instead, he picked it up with his bare hands, put it up to his scuzzy fucking nose, and sniffed it, and then he put it back.
That's foul. This muffin does not smell good enough for me. I'm going to replace it and let some infidel
in. Oh, hey, dude, if you're lucky, I'm going to get back on the air with Tabitha Stevens, the porn star. She's calling me right now.
Okay, great.
Hold on.
Tabitha Stevens?
All right.
Were we just talking about her?
I don't think so.
Was she a Playboy right now? What did you say about Tabitha Stevens?
I didn't say anything about
that. Someone told me something about Tabitha Stevens.
She looks strange, though.
She does?
Yeah.
I don't even know much about porno chicks. Tabitha Stevens. Who is that bitch? I should do an IMDb on her.
She's one who's had a lot of surgery and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. I don't want to talk to her. Stupid bitch. It's like, hey, I got this
guy. I don't even think she does porn anymore.
She doesn't want to talk to me. She doesn't want to do porn to me. She's trying to legitimize herself like Jenna Jameson.
Something like that.
Yeah. Find her official site. I don't know what the fuck she does. Anyway. So we'll wait on that.
She's going to be real mean to her.
Yeah. He's going to fucking...
Fuck her with the Eddie voice. Yeah. Be really rude.
Yo, what the fuck?
What the fuck is that?
Yo, why you fuck so much?
Yo, why is you a hoe?
Anyway.
Why is such you is such a hoe?
Yeah. Well, most of Lucia is busy trying to find us this guy, Hummel. Let's see if he comes in. Let's see if he comes in anyway.
If you ever get to talk to him, say you're an up-and-coming wrestler and you want to get an interview with him or something like that.
Exactly. No, tell him I'm with WWE Magazine or something like that. I don't know. He probably wouldn't fall for it, though. He thinks he's a smart guy. Pimp Slut says he wants to call in and do a prank call. Well, great. As soon as we get Zolar up the line, do you think we'll ever hear Zolar? I'm here paying for this call this whole time. Zolar's so rude.
He's probably trying to talk her into it, but she doesn't want to.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't want to talk to him. He's a Puerto Rican.
You know what you've been missing, too,
I'd
man?
You
know what you've been missing? There's this chick named Nikki who was in, like, this magazine, this bar magazine or something like that. And I called her saying I was from... Did I tell you what? I said I was from MTV Networks. And I said I was going to see... I was trying to cast her for Real World, and she... And I got her to admit that she would renounce, like, I think she's Jewish, and I got her to say that she'd renounce it. I asked her if she was willing to play the part of an ex-lesbian, because I said the real world hadn't been real since the second like, season. Man. And she was like, oh my God, I think at one point she's like, I can't do that. Like she called back last week. Like I was on Friday afternoon, I was just doing my show and she called back. I thought it was a caller. And she's like, hi, this is Nikki. I'm looking for Cross. I forgot what her name was, Cross or something. And I talked to her again. I got her to sing the national anthem on the phone as an audition.
Nikki, eat this muffin I just snipped. Eat it. Eat it, and you can be on Real World.
I have her cell phone here, too. I'm trying to remember when she called me. Damn it. I got her cell phone number for real.
Let's see what you do. What about that?
I'm trying to see if I can find it. Damn it. I wouldn't remember which one it is. It was Friday. What was the date Friday?
I don't know.
I remember her calling. I was like, who the fuck is this? That would have been the 17th. One of these. Anyway. I could try to find it. Should we hang up on Zolar? I mean, is there any chance that we're going to get...
I don't know.
Off the Tabitha Stevens.
Yeah. It'd be your biggest celebrity ever, right?
It would be, yeah.
It's your only celebrity ever.
Yeah. So...
If we get Hummel on the phone, it'll be the second most famous. Oh, no, I guess Zolar is more famous than Sean Hummel, so...
No, it'll be the second. No, I'm kidding.
He can't hear us anyway.
Yeah, I know.
All sorts of shit.
I know, I was going to get pissed anyway.
I bet that Arab guy fucked him up. I was going to thrash you down, you infant, and put him in a figure four.
He bit his jugular.
I'm going to put your nose in the dust and make you love it.
Yeah, well, everybody, hang on, because I'm going to try to fix the problem with Winamp, because I can't even play anything now with it. Oh, yeah, I can. We can play shit. Anyway, let's keep doing the show then. Fuck that.
Yeah, it seems like it's fun.
Yeah, anyway, we'll see. We'll give Zolar a few more minutes. I'm so fucking... Whatever. I got no life. Let me play this real quick while we try to get Zolar here in the line again.